Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a topic that's affecting healthcare workers worldwide: workplace violence in nursing. And I'm really glad we're doing this because, you know, there's this dangerous idea floating around that getting assaulted or threatened is just part of the job.
Right, and that's exactly the problem. Between 8 and 38% of health workers globally experience physical violence during their careers. Up to 62% face workplace violence overall. Nurses and direct care staff are among the most vulnerable groups, according to the World Health Organization.
Those numbers are staggering. So we're talking about a systemic issue here, not isolated incidents.
Absolutely. In Canada, one survey found that 61% of nurses experienced workplace violence in the preceding month. Two-thirds of them considered leaving their jobs because of it. And several years later, another survey showed 93% reported physical assault as the most common traumatic event, with 46% experiencing it 11 or more times.
11 or more times. That's not acceptable. Have you ever wondered why healthcare organizations treat violence against nurses differently than, say, preventable medical errors?
That's the key question. Healthcare already understands that when harm is predictable, prevention must be systematic. Wrong site surgery, hospital-acquired infections, these trigger protocols, surveillance systems, accountability mechanisms. But violence against nurses, too often it leads to organizational acceptance rather than systematic prevention. Organizations begin adapting to predictable harm rather than challenging the conditions that produce it.
So there's a double standard.
Exactly. It's predictable harm, but the response is often just incident reporting without meaningful structural change. When medication errors occur, organizations ask, what in the system failed? When nurses are assaulted, the question shifts to, how can staff cope until things change? Or worse, they're told it comes with the territory, which is just another way of saying the same thing. Violence is being normalized. It's talked about in terms of injuries as a consequence of resource limitations instead of indicators of system failure.
That shift in responsibility is troubling. What's driving this normalization?
Well, there's what researchers call moral confusion. Violent behavior gets excused because the patient is ill. Then there's operational drift from inadequate staffing, delayed specialized placements, inconsistent security. And there's a cultural inheritance in nursing, emphasizing endurance and self-sacrifice, which makes institutions more willing to tolerate violence against staff rather than fix systemic weaknesses.
Interesting. So it's layered: cultural, operational, and ethical all at once.
I remember early in my career being told a colleague was punched in the face during a shift, and when she reported it, the manager's first response was to ask what she'd done to upset the patient. That moment really stuck with me because it showed how deeply this blame culture runs.
Wow, that's telling. That point about blame culture really sets up our next piece: the consequences of this violence. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Epic Webinars. We provide practical education for nurses facing real-world challenges like workplace violence, communication, leadership, and professional resilience. Our webinars deliver strategies you can apply immediately to build safer workplaces and stronger careers. Learn more at epicwebinars.com.
Thanks for that. So, picking up on blame culture, how do the consequences of workplace violence actually affect nurses and the healthcare system?
The impacts are severe. Physically, nurses suffer injuries ranging from bruises to broken bones, torn retinas, concussions. Psychologically, we're seeing PTSD, depression, anxiety, alcohol use disorders. Yet consequences for the attackers are minimal. Look at this case. A triage nurse who turned away from a patient briefly was then attacked and punched repeatedly. The nurse suffered a concussion, torn retina, and bleeding in the eye socket. She also suffered PTSD and experienced difficulty with memory, balance, and focusing. Her personality had become unpredictable and often angry. She was unable to return to work. And the accused? Not even a history of mental illness. He just came in seeking care, and yet he received a conditional discharge, meaning he did not have a conviction entered against him or serve time in prison. Shocking.
Those are life-altering injuries.
Definitely. And organizationally, violence leads to decreased productivity, increased absenteeism, reduced morale, higher turnover. Nurses leave positions or the profession entirely. In one Canadian case, 2/3 of nurses who experienced violence considered quitting.
So to everyone listening in healthcare, this isn't just a safety issue. It's a retention crisis.
Right. And despite legislative efforts, enforcement remains weak. Canada passed Bill C-3 in 2021, making assaults against healthcare workers an aggravating factor in sentencing. And yet, over and over, we see judges ignoring this as a factor, or worse, equating violence against nurses with violence against bus drivers or taxi drivers, saying they should all be allowed to work free from attack. Ontario's Bill 88 in 2022 increased maximum fines for workplace safety violations to $1.5 million per offence for corporations. But courts have been reluctant to impose harsh penalties.
Why the reluctance?
In some cases, judges have even criticized nurses for fleeing violent situations instead of holding employers accountable for inadequate protections. In one Ontario hospital case, charges were laid, but the facility was fined only $80,000 with a victim surcharge totaling $100,000, despite the severity of injuries to staff.
That's basically a slap on the wrist for a major institution. You'd think they'd fine them more than what some hospitals spend on their holiday party.
Exactly. And it sends the message that investing in safety isn't a priority. Treating violence against nurses the same as how adverse events against patients is treated is critical. The expectation for patient events is that every significant event should improve the system and reduce the likelihood that another patient will experience the same outcome. This should be true of workplace violence too. The big idea needed is to change thinking from documenting a violent situation to investigate when did the situation become preventable.
So it can be done. It's the will to change the way of thinking and implement change systematically, instead of narrowing expectations and seeing violence as inevitable limits of the system.
Absolutely. Organizations need to define violence clearly, investigate contributing factors like staffing and environment, build preventive controls, monitor trends, and hold leadership accountable. The same discipline applied to patient safety should apply to worker safety.
What would you say to a nurse who's experienced violence and feels like reporting won't change anything?
I'd say this. Your safety matters. Violence is never part of the job. Document everything, use available reporting systems, involve your union or professional association, and connect with colleagues who've had similar experiences. Change happens only when we refuse to normalize what's unacceptable.
That's powerful. We need to shift from acceptance to action. Thanks for breaking this down today.
Thank you for having me. This conversation is long overdue.